You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 on the line in the cold cash contest. Be listening for your chance to get qualified. Donald Trump was impeached for a second time. This time, 10 Republicans supported the charge of incitement of insurrection.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
We'll talk more about what that means for the country. Right here at home, it seems like folks have forgotten about the pandemic. Mayor Lucas hasn't. He just extended the state of emergency to May 1st. It's going to take effect on Wednesday at 10 p.m. and will expire when stated. New guidelines are the following. Restaurants, taverns, and venues will now be able to extend their closing hours by 2 hours to midnight, which is a relaxation of the rules. They're encouraging folks to please still utilize strict social distancing requirements. However, buildings will not be allowed to fill more than 50% of the building's occupancy. Indoor and outdoor businesses must always be seated and masked, except while eating and drinking. Indoor and outdoor parties are limited to no more than 10 people while continuing to practice social distancing. Restaurants, taverns, and bars must report all known COVID-19 cases to the Kansas City Health Department. Masks will need to be worn in all indoor settings and outdoor settings when social distancing cannot be practiced. Gyms, fitness, and recreation centers must always wear masks while doing business and must not exceed 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, when things open all the way up, Shay, people gonna be going out in droves. I saw a video the other day where some folks were in an establishment and they were dancing, but they couldn't dance. The DJ told them, you know, chill out and sit down. So people, this is a good thing for folks who want to go out. It's a slight difference, but when they come out in full force, ooh boy.
The only way we're going to do that is if we adhere to these rules and or we make a decision to get vaccinated, one or both.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today, look out for a wind advisory. Right now, you're cloudy at 49 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Remember in 2016, nobody would perform at Donald Trump's inauguration? Well, that's not happening this year. Celebrities are getting ready for Biden's inauguration in just 6 days. Justin Timberlake announced that he's written a new song for a performance at the inauguration on January 20th. It's called Better Days. Said he wrote it with Aunt Clemens during the lockdown.
Another double wood effort from Justin Timberlake.
Demi Lovato, Jon Bon Jovi will also perform, and a primetime special will be hosted by Tom Hanks on the night of the Biden-Harris inauguration. Missouri's favorite son is yet single again.
I've been single.
Really?
Boy.
What?
Not you.
Who you talking about?
Brad Pitt. He's 56 years old. He was dating a 27-year-old German model, but they said they were keeping the relationship kind of casual, and now it's been confirmed that they're no longer seeing each other.
You shooting your shot?
I'll try that.
You'll try that. Oh, Lord.
You remember the story that Robin Givens told?
What?
She came to the house when she was married to Mike Tyson with Brad Pitt in the Porsche that Mike Tyson had purchased her.
Oh, no, you can't do that now.
And it turned into an issue.
Come
Needless
on
to say,
now,
Brad got up out of there.
Come on, man.
Harden is going to the Nets in a 4-team trade.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
Leaving Houston for the Brooklyn Nets. It also involves the Indiana Pacers, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, Lord.
The Nets sent Houston multiple players and draft picks, among them Caris LeVert, who the Rockets then traded to the Pacers for Victor Oladipo.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Look at that.
Center Jared Allen and forward Taurean Prince are going to the Cavaliers from the Nets, and the Rockets are getting guard Dante Exum from Cleveland and forwards Rodion Skurić from Brooklyn. I'm confused by all this, but
you
I guess you basketball fans get it.
All you need to know is James Harden. And Oladipo going to the Rockets is significant, but James Harden going to the Nets, you know, he got scared of the West. He knew he wasn't going to be able to beat LeBron in the West Finals. So he took his little happy self to the East with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And now they got their own little stupid super team in Brooklyn. They'll get smacked up in the finals by us. It'll be Lakers and Nets.
A U.S. Olympic gold medal winning swimmer was caught up in the Capitol attack.
Oh, boy.
And they've been charged. I've never heard of them. Cleet Keller is the name. Won 2 Olympic gold medals for the U.S. as a swimmer. And was charged yesterday with participating in last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol after he was allegedly spotted on video from the assault. An FBI complaint requested a warrant, charging him with knowingly entering a restricted building to impede an official government function, disorderly conduct, and obstructing law officers.
An Olympian. Good Lord. Well,
he was on the 4-man team that included Michael Phelps.
Wow. That's crazy.
He has since deleted his social media accounts.
I know he did.
But they reportedly showed he was an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. MAGA stands for something else now. I done lost a joke.
You don't forgot what it means?
I did. It
was I can't with you. Move along, young man.
It's like my ass going to jail or something like that. I forgot. It was a good one, too. I'm mad I forgot
my ass getting arrested.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you, Shay. Shay with the rebound and the dunk. Thank you. Yeah, my ass getting arrested. Bye. Peace out. Shouldn't have been causing all them. Man, can you believe these people? Shay, to this day, a week and a day later, I still cannot believe that they tried this, that they were so empowered by you-know-who to try this. Like, seriously, y'all willing to go risk the rest of your lives and your family's lives for this dude?
I told one of my friends, when I watched it, I thought about the Ten Commandments when Charlton Heston, playing Moses, had left the people, you know, they'd taken them out of Egypt, and they were in the holding place in the desert. He went up to talk to God, and they lost their patience, and so they fashioned the golden calf, and then they lifted it up, and they started worshiping that. You're supposed to love this country, not worship the president.
Facts.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because I don't understand why we got all these people in this country in the hospital with the coronavirus. We have the antidote, but we're not giving these people in the hospital the antidote. I don't understand it. That's why I'm mad.
I hear you. It's not enough doses to go around. Unfortunately, they said if they did a large amount every day, it still would take 8 months to do half of our country. Mm. Wow.
They need to get busy making this stuff. I don't understand why we're watching people dying. I mean, every day, it's sickening.
Yeah, it seems like a new record is being broken every day.
Every day, man. And we have the antidote. Give these people that are in the hospital dying from this disease, give them the shot and get busy making the second dose. We're supposed to be the most powerful, richest country in the world, but we can't manage this.
Just to be clear, the vaccine is not an antidote per se. It's more of a preventative measure from catching coronavirus. In the meantime, wash your hands, socially distance, wear your mask.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for calling up this morning, fam. Have a good one. Be blessed. Be safe.
All right, you too now.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Hey, 652. Good morning. What up, Mac Sauce? Got a wind advisory going on right now. You are cloudy in 47 in Grandview.
Politics, the way we like our barbecue. Sometimes there's debate about that, but one thing's for sure. Nobody loves their players as much as Chiefs Kingdom.
That's right.
Travis Kelce is the Chiefs nominee for Walter Payton's Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
He had been behind LA Chargers defensive end Isaac Rochelle by 57,136 votes last week. Well, Chiefs Kingdom activated Voltron and went and pushed him ahead. He is now sitting in the number one space.
Really? That's what we do, man. Seen this multiple times. I remember the All-Star game in 2015. The Royals, it's a fan vote thing. It's the same process as the voting for Walter Payton Man of the Year. And the Royals fans got almost every Royal into the All-Star game. So the hearts and love for Kansas City and our players definitely shows.
As of Tuesday, Kelce has 643,547 votes, which is well ahead of Rochelle's 474,608 votes.
Damn! Get your weight up, not your hate up. We beat you on and off the field. Chargers was popping.
The voting runs through January 17th. And I'm just going to instruct everybody, just go over there now and pad it. Just make it good so that it's no problem, that nobody comes from behind.
Yep.
You can cast your vote by tweeting #... WPMOY, which is Walter Payton Man of the Year Challenge, followed by Kelce's name. So WPMOY Challenge plus Kelce.
And retweets count. So if you're really lazy, you can just go to the Chiefs page and find one where that is already on there. Retweet it. Boom! And it counts.
The winner of the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award will receive an additional $250,000 to the charity of his choice. So it is a worthy endeavor either way. I know one person who won't be able to tweet and vote for Travis Kelce. Donald J. Trump. That account's still blocked right now.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. It's a pure theft in American history. Everybody knows it. That election, our election, was over at 10 o'clock in the evening. We're leading Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, by hundreds of thousands of votes. And then late in the evening or early in the morning, boom, these explosions of bullshit. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. And we're going to the Capitol. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America.
Those were Trump's words to his supporters. They followed his orders to march to the Capitol, and there ensued chaos, leaving five people dead, one of whom was a Capitol police officer. So in response to that, Brian, the House of Representatives charged Donald J. Trump of incitement of insurrection in the wake of the assault on the Capitol that he's accused of inciting, becoming the only president to be impeached twice.
Unbelievable. Can't say I'm surprised, though. Just an embarrassment for the country all around the world. We are globally embarrassed.
10 Republicans joined in with the Democrats in a 232-197 vote. In Kansas, only one lawmaker voted yes to impeach Donald Trump, and that was Representative Sharice Davids.
Wow.
All of the rest of the representatives including Representative Ron Estes, Jake LaTurner, and Tracy Mann, said no. In Missouri, only two lawmakers voted for impeachment. That's Representative Cori Bush and Representative Emanuel Cleaver.
Wow.
Representative Sam Graves, Vicky Hartzler, Bill Long, Blaine Lukemeyer, Jason Smith, and Ann Wagner all said no.
We got to take notes. What is the point of keeping him in there? No matter if you're left or right. This is for the country, for everybody. So I really would like to know why not impeach him.
A lot of conversation about this. There's a divide in the country right now about what is acceptable, what is presidential-like behavior, if you can get a slap on the wrist for doing things that would be considered treasonous in any other situation. Kansas City, what are your thoughts on the impeachment? Are you in favor of it? Are you opposing it? Now that you've heard how the lawmakers in our states have voted, what does it make you feel?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Wind advisory. Hold on to your wigs. Right now you are cloudy in 45, at least some shade. What's poppin'?
Mind your business about a queen wig.
Okay.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Rapper Slick Rick is 56.
Love Slick Rick. I know this is your song.
A teenage love.
Hey.
This one's good, but the moment I feared, I know all the words to that song, and I had it on tape, and I let my tape rock till my tape pop.
Hey.
Clarence Carter, blues singer.
And the police came and shined his light.
I love this song.
What you be doing? Hey, say what you be doing?
I be stroking.
Which direction?
I stroke it to the east.
Come on, come on.
I stroke it to the west.
To who?
I stroke it to the woman that I love the best.
Hey.
He's 85 years old today.
That song is wild.
Actor Carl Weathers, he played Apollo Creed in
Action
Rocky.
Jackson.
He's 73.
Hey.
Reality star, mother of the Braxtons, Evelyn Braxton is 73 today. And a king from Queens. Rapper, actor. He's a mogul.
Yeah.
LL Cool J. He looking good at 53.
Man, he's the most underappreciated legend that we got. Shout out to LL, the original Golden. Happy birthday to everybody born on January 14th.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have revealed their pet names for each other on social media.
Yeah, because we really need to know.
Why are you hating on they love?
Yeah, you know, I'm not interested. You ain't interested. Why you over there reading it? Shoot.
Harvey turned 24 yesterday. She's a Capricorn, so you know.
I mean, what?
I get it. And Michael, who's 33, posted a picture of Lori with cake on her hands, and he captured it. Gimme. Sheesh. Happy birthday, turtle.
That's played out.
Lori responded, thank you, Nugget.
Man, you corny.
That's so rude.
Can we move along?
Hashtag black love.
Man, you corny.
So, Funkmaster Flex, who you absolutely love.
It's my dog. Pumpkin Pie. We've seen your team in the crisis before.
He was on an Instagram Live with Wallow and Gilly the Kid, who are hilarious to me. I follow them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So they were talking about who was better, Drake or Jay-Z.
And in this instance, they was talking about Drake going to the booth and actually doing what Jay-Z does, which is memorizing all of his lyrics, hey?
You know that freestyle where Drake's reading off the BlackBerry? Me and Drake, we practiced that verse in the room already. He didn't need the BlackBerry, because we practiced it in the room first with no BlackBerry. So when the camera came out, he pulled out the BlackBerry. You wanna know why? Because as a rapper, if you look at a guy with a BlackBerry, you go, oh, he must have wrote those words. He already knew the words when me and him were practicing in the room. Think about that. What he's putting forward. Oh, the camera's out. Let me show you this BlackBerry as if I wrote these rhymes. He didn't write those freestyle rhymes on my show.
Lipo got my man's lit right now.
I mean, so what was Gilly the Kid saying? Because a lot of folks say he's written lyrics for some of the most prolific rappers in the game.
Yeah, including his mentor Lil Wayne. Based off that clip, he didn't really talk. He didn't say anything after or before. But I mean, what, you want a cookie for that? I mean, he was in the same room with Black Thought in his freestyle, and he ain't wilding out over that. And that was like one of the best freestyles of all time.
Well, he did that off the dome. He wasn't reading it. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's way more impressive to me than just reading something. But be that as it may.
Issa Rae confirmed on yesterday that Insecure will officially end after its forthcoming fifth season.
Come on, now, dog. Come on, man.
You sad?
Yeah, I really like Issa Rae. I mean, her story to where she is now is one that people can use for inspiration. She started it out as a YouTube series. She couldn't get put on anywhere, so she said, you know what? I'm gonna create this myself. So she put it out. People became enthralled with Awkward Black Girl. That was the name of it. And then HBO was like, hey, here go a bag. Let's bring it to our network.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for Madison Qualls. She's committed to play Division I soccer with Jackson State University and HBCU in Jackson, Mississippi. Her daddy sent me an email. Said that she's going to be studying civil engineering. She's a senior at Olathe West High School with a big GPA of 3.75.
Congratulations. Keep up the good work.
I'm out. After the House voted yesterday, 232 to 197, to impeach Donald Trump for a second time, he released a video condemning last week's events and calling for no violence at Biden's impending inauguration.
There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
What?
They literally beat a cop with the flag.
What?
At the riot.
What?
Literally beat a cop with the American flag.
Do I need to run that?
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
Just tired of it, man. I'm sick of it.
Well, we're almost done with this. The impeachment process has begun. More than likely, the Senate will not move forward with the trial. By law, they have to try him once the House impeaches. So Mitch McConnell is probably going to push this thing out so this particular Senate won't have to deal with it, and they'll wait until the inauguration happens, and then that Senate, which of course is now slim margin Democratic, will have to look at this and see what the final decision will be made on that. How are you feeling this morning about Donald Trump being impeached for a second time?
I feel okay with it, because when they go and vote to the Senate and they make it to where he's not able to run for president again. So I'm totally happy with that. Get him out of there and get him all the way up to where we never have to deal with it ever again.
What's your name?
My name is Laura.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful morning.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Is this a real song?
Yes, it is. One of the most sampled songs in hip-hop history. And Peace the President. Hey.
It's apropos. Yesterday, House of Representatives did just that. They impeached the president.
Twice.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats warned that Donald Trump is a danger to this country.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution.
Wow.
How did the votes fall? In Missouri, only two lawmakers voted for impeachment. That was Representative Cori Bush out of St. Louis and Representative Emmanuel Cleaver out of Kansas City. In Kansas, only one lawmaker voted yes to impeach Donald Trump, and that was Representative Sharice Davids. How do you feel about the impact of the president being impeached for a second time?
I'm pro for impeachment. Get him out of there. That is all bad leadership. We can't have that.
How do you feel about the way that the lawmakers in Missouri and Kansas voted? Most of them voted no to the impeachment.
I feel like they are a disgrace as well. And we see the problems we have right here in Missouri. So it's time to move.
All right, what's your name?
Vonda Lee.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In unprecedented times, uncharted territory as a country. First time in history, a president has been impeached twice. No less, with just days left in his term. But the act was so egregious, it had to be done.
Right.
But Trump's not a lone wolf in this thing, Brian. I hope that sanctions and punishments for others who were complicit in setting up the environment for insurrection to happen at the Capitol, anybody who aided the rioters into entering the Capitol, into gaining access to different portions of the building, all of them are held to account.
These are some very serious crimes. Something that really, Shay, in my opinion, should be punished severely so that we don't see this again.
A Republican Congresswoman, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, actually tweeted Nancy Pelosi's location while the insurrection was happening.
She got to pay for that.
So far, the only punishment she's received is from Twitter. They say she violated Twitter rules, and so she's been banned from the platform until inauguration is over.
We need more. These people gotta pay. This is history we talking about.
I don't think the Grand Dame is gonna let that go. You know, Nancy don't care.
Yeah. She is thug type.
She 80 years old. Like, once you get to be like, you don't care no more.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about Donald Trump being impeached for the second time?
Fascism is a form of far-right authoritarianism, and with a dictatorial force. We have just witnessed a man attack our Congress, and he's still president, and he presently, as we sit here, is living above the law. You know, we always say nobody's above the law. Well, we just have a man attack Congress with deaths and everything, and now he can still use Air Force One and perfect another attack come Inauguration Day. It is our duty to remove him from office. Now, the impeachment is good, so he will never be able to run again. But over these next week or so, we are in a dangerous situation with a dangerous man, and he has a nuclear football right next to him. He could lodge attacks. So we are at a moment that's critical, and I hope we all wake up and take it as a history lesson. Only other person to use this was Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler, were fascist. We now witness that, and that is live, local, and live. Peace.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, highs in the mid-40s today. Wind advisory. Look out for that. Cloudy and 44 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Atlanta rapper YFN Lucci turned himself into police late Wednesday evening. As we talked about yesterday on the show, Lucci is wanted for murder in connection with a shootout in December that left one man dead and another injured.
Oh boy.
29-year-old rapper born Rayshawn Bennett turned himself in after releasing a new music video for his song Rolled On.
Just not good for him, man.
In addition, two other suspects, 23-year-old Rayvon Boyd and 17-year-old Boyd, were arrested in Miami and charged for their alleged roles in this shooting. Mm-mm-mm. Rapper Cuban Doll and King Von, his sister Kayla B, they linked up yesterday for a fight and they
really
posted this up online.
Man, come on.
Oh, my God.
And you know, it's so much tragedy going on in that situation. Of course, King Von was the young man. He was a rapper from Chicago who got killed recently in the past month and a half or so.
The issue started when Cuban Doll tweeted, "You told on your blood, you different. Man, you steady making up stuff. Let's fight." And apparently, Kayla B said, "Okay." But it was just like a lot of hair pulling, frontals that were sewed down being pulled, and
it was. But Shay, how many times on video we've seen stuff like that, and then it escalates into something that could be way worse.
And there was a woman in the background who sounded like she was older, all of 60, mm-hmm, yelling and egging it on, which is not a good. And then they were fighting in the parking lot of Neiman Marcus.
Oh,
you don't want them people to come break their security. Anyway,
come on, man. Like, we gotta do better than that, man.
Wendy Williams, she's got her new Lifetime movie that's coming out, and the trailer was released. Inside a recent interview, she talked about not regretting staying with her ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, as long as she did. She said that, quote, "The life that I'm living..." No. It's kind of Oprah.
Yeah, very Oprah.
I can't do Wendy.
Yeah, you got to practice that.
"The life that I'm living right now is my best life, and I have no guilt about saying that. I don't regret meeting Kevin. I don't regret falling in love. I don't regret staying with him for all 25 years, 21 of them married. The bigger the talk show got, and the more I would look into my son's eyes and see the things that he needed regarding having his father present in the home and his mother and the family foundation, the more I decided to give of myself."
Did his son have that rematch yet with the pops?
Didn't he
give him that work?
You got a little bit of that?
The trailer? Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
"It's your girl Wendy Williams on the mic. I am here to stay. Wendy Williams is not going anywhere. I'm gonna come in like a hurricane. So, Whitney, are you still using drugs?"
"Who wants to give you a talk show?
Millions of people turn on the radio to listen to me.
You're the star.
I am going to tell it like it is. I'm becoming a real business. And I've been trusting you to take care of all of that.
You're self-indulgent, you're narcissistic. You got a coke habit.
Oh boy.
He's having a baby with her. Before I had you, I had me. And not you nor anyone else have the power to take away my gifts.
That don't look too bad. I'm sitting here looking at it.
I can't see it, but for me hearing it, the acting sounds
subpar. It's sketchy. Oh boy.
But I'll still watch for the dirt of it all, but the acting is subpar. One of the clips has someone that you and I and the rest of the folks who work here at the radio station knows, Tony Gray.
Mr. Gray.
Who's been in radio for more years than you and I have been alive.
He's a G.
And he hired Wendy Williams at KISS in New York, and there's a scene, and he says, "This is going to be legendary." Right? It was so... I said, come on, fam. Y'all couldn't have, you know, gotten Tasha from... But Tyler Perry movies to teach y'all.
It's Lifetime. You already know what time it is with that.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Tamika.
All right, Tamika.
Hi.
I'm going to be tough today.
Uh-oh.
So I need pitch perfect and flawless execution.
Okay, I got you.
Catch a flashback of our eye contact. Yeah. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. Yeah. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. Yeah. I can't believe it. Yeah. I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love.
Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush. Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush.
Hell no.
Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush.
Really?
Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush.
Let me just stop you, because I think you just gonna keep saying that part over and over and over again.
I was gonna start rapping in a minute. I was getting there.
You got hooked up with a $50 gift card to Metropolitan KC, Kansas City's downtown Marriott, celebrating support Kansas City Restaurant Week now through January 17th. And Shay,
you got qualified for $1,000 in cold cash, girl.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
In that voice, tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lit.
Man, Hot 103. Don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.